Welcome to Storytime Explorers, a podcast full of stories, imagination, and growing hearts and minds. Let's go on an adventure together. Are you ready?
One, two, three. Come explore with me.
Hi, I'm so glad you're here. This story is about bedtime. We don't always feel tired right away, even after a full day of playing and fun. That's why we do the same steps each night. Step by step, our bodies slow down and start to feel calm, cozy, and ready for sleep. Let's see how Milo the monkey gets ready for bed tonight. Milo swings down the hall. It's time to get ready for bed. But Milo doesn't feel sleepy yet. His eyes are wide awake. He wants to keep playing. Is Milo tired yet? Not yet. He glances back at his toys. Maybe just one more game. But then his grown-up takes his hand, and together they begin getting ready for bed, one step at a time. First comes bath time. Milo climbs into the tub with his grown-up nearby. Bubbles fill the tub, so many that Milo can't see his toes. He gives a few little kicks. Splash, splash. Milo scoops up a big pile of bubbles, holds them for just a moment, and then pop, pop, pop. His grown-up washes behind his ears, under his arms, and between his toes. Then the water swirls down the drain. Round and round it goes. The bubbles get smaller and smaller until they're gone. Bye-bye, bubbles, Milo whispers. Wrapped in a soft towel, Milo feels clean and warm. Is Milo tired yet? Not yet. Next, it's time for pajamas. Milo gets to choose the space pajamas with rocket ships, moons, and stars, or the green dinosaur pajamas. He stops to think, then chooses the green dino pajamas. He pulls them on and pretends to be a T-Rex. Roar! His dino voice fills the room. Boom, boom, boom. His feet stomp across the floor. Is Milo tired yet? Not yet. But his eyes feel just a little more tired. He takes a deep breath. Milo pauses for a moment. Why do I need to sleep anyway? He wonders. That's a good question. Sleep is for resting your body after playing all day. Sleep helps you grow strong. Your muscles need sleep. Your brain needs sleep. And you need sleep to have energy for more play tomorrow. Milo thinks about that as he picks up his toothbrush. His grown-up adds a little dot of toothpaste. He opens wide. Time to brush those big dinosaur teeth. Up and down, round and round, top and bottom. Milo brushes first, then hands the toothbrush over. His grown-up takes a turn, brushing every tooth until they're sparkly. Is Milo tired yet? Not yet. Now it's time for Milo's favorite part of bedtime. Story time. Every night, he gets to choose two books. He looks at his bookshelf thinking. Tonight, he picks one he's read many times before and one that seems new. He snuggles up close to his grown-up, ready to read. With the book he knows so well, Milo whispers a few words he remembers. With the new one, he studies the picture with curious eyes. Page by page, his body starts to feel calmer. He lets out a tiny yawn. His eyes blink a little slower. Is Milo tired yet? Almost. Milo has one more question. What's for breakfast tomorrow morning? He asks. His grown-up smiles. Pancakes with bananas on top. Milo lets out a sleepy smile. Mmm, pancakes with bananas. He gives his grown-up a big goodnight hug, then snuggles in, cozy and warm. His eyes feel tired. One by one, he says goodnight to all his friends. Goodnight, Zara the zebra. Goodnight, Leo the lion. Goodnight, Ella the elephant. Goodnight, Hugo the hippo. His eyes finally close. Sleepy dreams start. Is Milo tired yet? Yes. The end. At first, Milo wasn't tired at all. Not yet. He wasn't tired after splashing in the bath, not even after putting on pajamas or brushing his teeth. But after reading a book, he let out a tiny yawn. And after saying goodnight, he snuggled in close. This time, yes, Milo was tired, ready for sleep. When we rest, our bodies grow strong, our brains learn, and we have energy to play again tomorrow. What do you do to get ready for bed? Maybe you take a bath, brush your teeth, or read a favorite story too. Step by step, your body knows. It's time for sleep. Thanks for listening to Storytime Explorers today. Until next time, keep being kind and stay curious.